Biden's DHS, Afghans flagged for concern have sought entry to U.S. by John Binder on September 1, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is admitting that Afghans flagged for concern have sought to enter the United States following the administration's evacuation of Afghanistan. This week, after multiple reports of such national security concerns with Biden's massive resettlement operation, top DHS officials leading the plan said Afghans flagged by federal agencies have tried to come to the U.S. CBS News reports. Among the over 100,000 Afghans who hastily left Afghanistan during the U.S. military's mass evacuation of the country in August, federal authorities encountered a very small number of individuals who've been flagged for concern at transfer point locations such as Doha, Qatar, according to Kerry Brady, the assistant director of the Custom and Border Protection's National Targeting Center. Emphasis added. It remains unclear what these concerns are, how serious they are, or where these individuals are being redirected. The Department of Homeland Security did not respond to CBS News' request for clarification. Emphasis added. Center for Immigration Studies Executive Director Mark Krikorian has warned about the potential for fraud in Afghan resettlement, suggesting that even after Afghans are flagged for security concerns, DHS will not be able to deport them. Krikorian writes. Suppose we do somehow stumble upon incriminating information in the process of vetting. Information that suggests an Afghan evacuee is a security threat or inadmissible for some other reason, what then? Emphasis added. We can't deport them back to Afghanistan. We can't release them in Qatar or Bahrain or wherever we're holding them. Those countries only agreed to temporarily host the Afghans we flew in and certainly would not agree to take a potential threat off our hands. Emphasis added. Conclusion. We're just going to resettle them in the U.S. regardless of the results of vetting. Emphasis added. This week, the State Department confirmed that Biden has brought to the U.S. in the last 2 weeks nearly 24,000 Afghans for permanent resettlement. Most of the Afghans have not completed their processing. Bloomberg reported that, in some cases, the Biden administration is planning to resettle Afghans in the U.S. who have ongoing security concerns that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, may have to monitor. The United Kingdom, UK, has already warned that Afghans are arriving who have forged paperwork. In the US, The Washington Post reported that the Biden administration has brought Afghans to the US who were later flagged for security concerns. Likewise, administration officials told CNN that Afghans are arriving in the US who do not have any documents whatsoever. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby has said he does not know the number of Afghans who have sought resettlement in the U.S. but subsequently were found to have been on terrorist watch lists. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.